It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is that weather. Starting today, temperatures are going to climb to the point where some of our upper snowpack will start melting off.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is taking a look at the warm weather and its impact. Adam?
Amanda, here's how the highs look for the next 3 days in Salt Lake City. 71, 78, and 76 degrees by Saturday. That's easily warm enough to melt at least a little bit of our snowpack, which is currently almost 40% stronger than the average snowpack that we've seen over the last 30 years. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank predicts,
we've got a lot of water, and we're going to fill the reservoirs across the state with the exception of Lyle, Flaming Gorge, and the Great Salt Lake.
Well, Kevin says it's at least nice to be in much better shape than we were just a couple of years ago. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Members of the International Olympic Committee are enjoying the nice weather here in Utah as they continue their Olympic venue tour today. Future host commission member Jacqueline Barrett talked to reporters and said, so far, she's impressed.
It's incredible what you've achieved with such a small core team of mainly volunteers.
The chair of the committee even went so far as to say Utah's setting is, quote, perfect. The team today will be touring venues in the Park City area.
Checking out Utah's mass transit system was also part of the IOC tour.
UTA Executive Director Jay Fox thinks the delegation was impressed with what we already have, and by the time the games arrive, there will be several new improvements.
We're going to have a new orange line, which will run from the airport all the way up to the university. We'll redesign our blue line, and the blue line will actually go to the airport and then all the way down to Draper. We'll start servicing the Granary District as well.
Fox says one of the biggest delays Trax experiences right now is that three lines go through five stops, and these improvements will drop that to just two. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Utah's biggest airport, which will play a big role in the upcoming Olympics, is also shining, according to the latest numbers. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our live team coverage. Michael?
Tim, it comes from federal data off of the Bureau of Transportation, but by the end of 2023, arrivals and departures were on time 83.97% and 83.1% respectively at Salt Lake Air. The arrival stats of our airport tied with another major Delta hub, Minneapolis-St. Paul, for a second place on that podium. But as far as traffic goes, Salt Lake Air says nearly 1.2 million passengers went through in December of last year alone. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
The housing market usually ramps up when the temperatures rise during the spring, but potential buyers and sellers might hold back as they watch mortgage rates climb. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Amanda, for the townhome under construction to my right, the mortgage rates could be in the neighborhood of 6.9%. That's because mortgage rates are springing back nationwide after a months-long decline.
From 8 degrees till the downstream to now 2 degrees till the downstream. So the wall has rotated back towards the reservoir, and we see that as a positive sign.
So that wasn't the right clip, but CNBC's Diana Olick says that we're reaching levels that we haven't seen since Thanksgiving in the neighborhood of 7.2%. That's led to a plateau in new mortgage applications this week, but CNBC is reporting that people are bucking a trend and refinancing by a lot more than usual. In other words, no one's buying, but people could be refinancing in case rates do shoot up again. Reporting live from a townhome construction site in Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We told you about the PPI numbers. Here's another piece of economic data this morning. Fewer Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. The latest report out this morning shows the number of people looking for benefits went down by 11,000 compared to the week before.
KSL's top national story is now. We have beautiful weather here, but a large portion of the country is dealing with severe weather this morning. Parts of Louisiana look like a war zone after a deadly storm system hit the Gulf Coast. ABC's Andrew Dimbert is there.
Big tornado! Big tornado!
Slamming Slidell, Louisiana, near New Orleans, leaving a trail of destruction.
This has been a catastrophic event for the city of Slidell.
Children of Sergeant Jake Morris took cover in a bathtub as their father made rescues.
Y'all can come out in the bathtub. Daddy wants to talk to you.
Out of the 14 years I've been doing this job, I haven't been that scared or nervous.
Authorities carrying out more than 50 rescues.
We're alive, we're safe. That's all that matters. Stuff is stuff, it can be replaced.
Hundreds of homes and businesses damaged.
More than 30,000 homes are without power this morning.
I like this story. Japan giving the U.S. 250 new cherry trees to help replace the hundreds that will be ripped out this summer as construction crews work to repair the crumbling seawall around the capital tidal basin. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida made the announcement during his White House visit last night. The original cherry trees were planted in 1912.
Wow.
As a symbol of friendship between Japan and the U.S. Sad that they've been standing that long and have to be taken out.
Mm. First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
I-15 traffic is still running clear in Salt Lake and through Davis County so far. In Utah County, closest thing to a delay was going south from Pleasant Grove into Orem. Now that that crash is finally cleared, even that is gone. Only seeing some city street delays on the west side of Salt Lake County, 3500 south near Bangor and on Bangor and Mountain View, I should say. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The man who caused a crash that killed a 7-year-old back in June will be sentenced in Washington County today. KSL-TV's Debbie Worthen met with the boy's mother, Brianna Ramirez.
The 7-year-old died tragically after a 3-car hit-and-run crash back in June of last year. Police arrested 46-year-old Tracy Sandoval near the scene. Brianna knows it's going to be an emotional day, so she's relying on others to help her celebrate her son.
Ramirez is inviting the whole community to come out and celebrate her son's life.
We're learning more about a house fire in West Haven last night. Fire officials say it was started by sparks from welding. The sparks hit a Christmas tree stored in the garage. Investigators are reminding Utahns to use tools and open flames carefully.
Utah County dealing with a string of convenience store burglaries that are targeting vape and tobacco products. Police are investigating thefts in Lehigh, American Fork, and the Cedar Hills community. They suspect some of them are related.
The NTSB is investigating a crash near Philadelphia involving a car in self-driving mode.
The NTSB says a Mustang Mach-E sport utility vehicle that may have been operating on a partially automated driving system hit two stationary passenger cars on Interstate 95 early in the morning on March 3rd. Both drivers of the stationary cars were killed. The Mach-E hit a parked Toyota Prius and rammed into a Hyundai Elantra. Ford said it is researching the crash and is cooperating with investigators. The crash is the second this year involving a Mach-E that the NTSB is investigating. The first occurred on February 24th in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas keeps running into snags. We check in with ABC's Christian Cordero.
An Israeli airstrike killed three sons of a Hamas political leader. Hamas claims four of his grandchildren were also killed. Meanwhile, negotiations for a ceasefire deal may have hit another snag. Hamas now says it does not have enough hostages in custody to meet the terms of the proposed deal, raising concern that more of the hostages may no longer be alive.
U.S. officials also warning Israel of an imminent attack by Iran in the coming days, possibly using drones and missiles to retaliate for an airstrike last week at its consulate in Syria.
The interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is now facing federal charges for illegal sports betting. ABC's Michelle Fisher reports from outside Dodger Stadium.
Shohei Ohtani has maintained his innocence, saying he wasn't involved and that he has never betted on baseball or any sport. ESPN reporting investigators have determined that to be true. Fans saying they're eager to put this scandal behind them and get back to baseball.
I think Shohei handled it like a professional. I think the Dodgers handled it like professionals.
Now we can get on with the game and see who wins.
Mizuhara is also being investigated by the IRS and Department of Homeland Security. When reached for comment, his attorney declined.
The interpreter is reportedly working on a plea deal.